President Bush is visiting Israel to mark the country's 60th anniversary. On this day in 1948, Israel declared its independence as a state. It was immediately attacked by its Arab neighbors. Today's anniversary was marred by a rocket attack. The rocket hit the shopping mall in a southern Israeli city of Ashkelon. It was fired by Palestinian militants in the Gaza Strip. The World's Quill Lawrence in Jerusalem has been following the day's events since the rocket attack.
It could have been much, much worse. There were dozens injured and four very seriously injured. The rocket, it's one of these crude rockets that Islamist groups lob out of Gaza, shattered the ceiling of a shopping mall and blew through a clinic in the major city of Ashkelon. Miraculously, no one was killed, but these are the sort of attacks that make Israel realize that it's not just even the small communities around the borders of Gaza that are subject to this rocket fire, but some of their major cities.
Yeah, also there was at least one death, was it just yesterday, from a rocket attack?
Yes, there was, and these are relatively rare. The rockets are crude and usually don't fly with any accuracy. It should also be mentioned that this morning in Israeli attacks on Gaza, there were five Palestinians killed. This tit-for-tat violence has been going on for so long, it's hard to say which provoked which.
Okay, well, I want to hear right now from President Bush. He was speaking today in Israel, paying tribute to Israel's role in the Middle East.
It is important to remember what the founders of Israel had to overcome at every stage of the journey. They established one of the world's great democracies in a region where democracy had few roots.
Bush was speaking at an hour-long gala held pretty much in his honor. There were other heads of state there, but both Prime Minister Ehud Olmert and Israeli President Shimon Peres spoke almost directly to Bush, thanking him for his dedication to protecting Israel and for the history of American presidents protecting Israel. We can listen to Shimon Peres.
This is to say thank you for support in need and in dream. This is to say thank you, and God bless you, and God bless the United States of America.
Warm words there, Quill, from Israel's President Shimon Peres, but how typical are his sentiments toward Mr. Bush and the United States in Israel these days?
Well, Mr. Bush, it has to be said, and there was an editorial from the conservative Jerusalem Post today saying that Bush had been one of the best friends of Israel in that he was never challenging and always supporting Israel's positions. But I wouldn't say he's getting a whole lot of love on the street here. First of all, the first complaint everyone has when any head of state comes to town is that they shut down the traffic. They shut down the highway between Tel Aviv and Jerusalem today. I mean, it's the major artery in Israel. And there's also been some curious reactions, even on the right wing, who you would think that they would be the most supportive of Bush. But there's been a poster campaign around town showing President Bush alongside the leaders of Hamas and Hezbollah. Now, both Hamas and Hezbollah have at the moment Israelis held captive, or the remains of Israelis held captive. And they put President Bush in the center here, and the caption says, "Free your captive." It's a reference to the Israeli spy Jonathan Pollard, who was convicted of spying for Israel in 1986 and is serving a life sentence. So it's even from the right he's getting criticism. It almost goes without saying that on the left, people are very skeptical of President Bush's peace initiative.
All right. Thank you very much. The World's Quill Lawrence in Jerusalem. Thanks.
Thanks, Lisa.